This is New Classical Tracks from American Public Media. I'm Julie Amacher. Gabriela Montero. She's a Venezuelan performer, composer, and improviser.
There's no need to separate them, and that's why I wanted to make a recording that really conveyed that message that I do the three things as did the artists of the 18th and 19th century. This was what classical artists did, this kind of creative inventiveness and daringness to live in those three spheres of creativity.
Gabriela's first orchestral recording features Rachmaninoff's Piano Concerto No. 2, a beloved work she's always wanted to record. You'll also hear her first original composition, Ex Patria, an homage to her homeland, and then she closes out the recording with three improvisations.
I've always improvised since I was a little girl. It was always the first thing I would do when I'd sit down at the piano. I would tell stories with my improvisation. I would very much express who I was at that moment with my improvisation. And I've always, of course, been a performer, and recently began composing.
What brought Gabriela to the composing table was her strong desire to speak out against the human rights atrocities she's witnessed in her homeland.
Ex Patria, I wrote in 2011 to honor the 19,336 victims of homicide that year in Venezuela. That was in 2011. Last year, there were 25,000 murders in Venezuela. And I not only wanted to speak of the numbers with my audiences, but also to write a piece that would emotionally convey the message and that they would be attached to, so that when they left the concert hall or they listened to the recording, it would be in them, it would be with them, it would be an experience that they could identify with. Portrays a situation that is very complex. It can be very violent, but also very beautiful. And it's really a photograph of Venezuela in the last 16 years.
As a composer, Gabriela says her goal is to capture the images of the people and places she encounters. Russian composer Sergei Rachmaninoff was very much the same way. That's one reason his second piano concerto was the perfect companion piece for her work, Ex Patria.
I just thought about it very long and hard as to what would be a good balance in the recording, and I thought his concerto would bring that element of humanity, but at the same time, the identification of the things that connect us, you know, the performer and composer, and also talking about your country and about things that are very important to you. I think that the beauty and the power of this concerto comes from his suffering, having come out of those years of creative, let's say, desert and desolate years. It's such a raw and such a real and such an honest portrayal of who he was at the time or what he wanted to express that I can't help but cry every time I play it, every time I hear it. It's music that goes directly to the heart.
After the emotional impact of Rachmaninoff and the powerful images of Venezuela, Gabriela leaves you with the palate cleanser, three beautiful improvisations, each one with its own personal appeal.
So these three recordings are a way of saying goodbye. The first one is very Baroque. The second one is very a la Rachmaninoff, as a sort of homage to him. And the last one has very much a Venezuelan tinge to it. So it was meant to just send the listener into another mood after having said so many things in the recording.
Gabriela Montero, a performer, a composer, and an improviser. And that's New Classical Tracks from American Public Media. I'm Julie Amacher.